Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In John 12, verse 46, Jesus said, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." The Word for Today is the second in our series about Jesus, the source of enlightenment. American pastor John Ortberg writes, "In 1780, a Jesus follower in Great Britain named Robert Raikes couldn't stand the cycle of poverty and ignorance that was destroying little children, a whole generation. He said, 'The world marches forward on the feet of little children.' So he took children who had to work 6 days a week in squalor. Sunday was their free day. He said, 'I'm going to start a school for free to teach them to read and write and learn about God.' He did, and he called it Sunday School. Within 50 years, there were 1.5 million children being taught by 160,000 volunteer teachers who had a vision for the education of a generation. Sunday School was not a privatized optional program for church kids. It was one of the great educational volunteer triumphs of the world. The alphabet of the Slavic peoples is called Cyrillic. It was named for Saint Cyril, who was a missionary to the Slavs and discovered that they had no written alphabet. Thus, he created one for them so they'd be able to read about Jesus in their own language." A Methodist missionary, Frank Lorbach, cited an extraordinary encounter with God about a century ago that put him on a mission to lift the world out of ignorance. He began a worldwide literacy movement. The phrase, "each one teach one," flows out of the extraordinary life of this man. He travelled to more than 100 countries and he led the development of primers in 313 languages. He became known as the Apostle to the Illiterates. Jesus is the source of the enlightenment. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.